There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Very busy three-hour program lined up today in 45 minutes. Matt Youmans will join the program. A college football win total with Matt and some bets that he likes this week in the next PGA Tour event. Last night, Pauly, so we said on the show yesterday, we're live bright and early. We knew that we were going to get some news on the basketball game at some point, probably after our show was over with, who knows, maybe early afternoon. And you bet that's exactly what happened with the news. Marcus Smart was not going to play last night. Tyler Hero was out of the game for the Heat. And Robert Williams would, in fact, play for the Boston Celtics. So these games have been so bad, and I said I was going to approach it only from an in-play standpoint. That changed. When Smart was ruled out, I said I'm going to make a couple of player props and some other bets on the game. And I'll watch and see what happens. But they've been so... Here's what I did last night. Made the bets, watched the game, saw the blowout, eventually turned the game off, and turned on Better Call Saul with the NHL on the other TVs. I said, I can't... This sport's horrible.
Yeah.
It's unwatchable right now.
Yeah, Better Call Saul.
And I'll check in on my phone during, you know, in the next hour or so to see how my bets are looking, and that's it.
I'd be very surprised if the game tonight's close. I mean, I know it's a one-point spread. But I could see 1-2-3 Cancun or the Mavs hit threes and Golden State packs it and says, okay, well, we'll get him in San Francisco. You know, 18-1? Are you serious?
18-1.
This other thing, this prop, they haven't moved this prop with the largest lead 17.5. It's getting there in the first half of all these games.
It was quarter last night.
Right.
Got there.
Yeah. It's lunacy. It's an abomination. Conference final, this continues to happen. Second round conference finals. Pivotal games, game six, game seven of series. Blowout city. Strus, Butler, Lowry, Tucker combined 4 of 31. Oladipo outscored the starters. What the hell's going on here? I'll give you another one. Who's the defensive player of the year again?
Yeah, bingo.
Bam did nothing.
Bam did nothing last night once Robert Williams played again for the Celtics.
Uh-huh. Yep, yeah. They started 0 of 14. My God. Oh, I mean, I just don't know what to say. It's a joke. I'm pissed off. I can't get a close game to save my life.
Here's the thing. I mean, and I'm not doing this, but I should have just said, Paul, you're way off on this largest lead thing before you tapped out and betting the under.
Mm-hmm.
We should all be betting the largest lead over 17.5 every single game.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this tweet.
This is incredible. Look at, yeah.
Margin of victory the last 17 playoff games. It's 19.8. There's been a total of 7 clutch time minutes. Come on. And look at that. And Dallas was up 19 in game 2.
Right.
And then Golden State storms back, so you can't even get a close game in the last 2-3 minutes of the game. Everything's decided. I saw the lowest total in play was 176.5. And they came out, hit some shots in garbage time.
Eventually went over
the fourth quarter. Yeah. Right. But that is, I mean, what's...
At halftime, right, of this series, this is kind of like a boxing match where at the very end, the scores are actually kind of close. But inside a lot of the 12 individual rounds, one boxer dominated the other. Quarters one, as of halftime last night, quarters one in the series, Boston 9, Miami 2, and they had 3 ties. After the game was over with that, it's still Boston 9, Miami 3, and 4 ties. Boston's won 9 quarters out of the series so far. Miami's won 3. It has been basically a bloodbath to the Celtics side, and somehow we're tied at 2 apiece.
What happens now? And how about how the series price keeps moving? It goes up and down and up and down and up and down, right?
Well, I'm actually kind of hoping that the Heat win the next game, because the best angle going last night, the way I approached it, was once Smart was ruled out, and you knew what Tatum was like coming off of a loss, he's now averaging 32.6 points per game off of a loss. And they are 5-0 after a loss in the playoffs.
Yep. They've been great since January off a loss. Yep. So the other thing is now, I mean, you saw $1.10 series price going into last night. Now they're $1.70, and then they were as high as $2.80 after they thrashed them in game 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming back. I don't know what the hell that was in game 3. When Miami comes out, punches them in the mouth, and there's nothing they could do. But there's also, as we talked about yesterday, the officiating is very important. Miami was very physical. They weren't calling anything in game 3. The Celtics didn't know what to do, and they were blown out here. I mean, Boston, look at all the it didn't matter because Miami couldn't make a shot. But Celtics made 24 more free throws than the Heat. So they're favored on the road in game 5. Who knows? Can we get a close game?
Like,
I doubt it.
What does a Celtics team look like when they're fully healthy?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, all these guys that are out, it's crazy.
Every game.
Yep.
It's something different.
It is. Or a guy who's at least out there is compromised, right? Jaylen Brown. My God.
40-plus the other night.
Has that stinker.
Yep.
Sure.
Strange. But that was, you watch Boston play, and they're without one of their best players last night, and they're on their A game. Again, I'll say it one more time. They're the best team in the NBA. But with the injuries and other things that have happened so far in the playoffs, they're capable of being in a series 2-2 when it shouldn't be 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 games to go now. And the Heat, you want to say that they're live to win the series?
Sure.
Of course they are.
Absolutely. They're right there.
I'm not going to go after last night and say, well, it was 18-1. The game was over within the first quarter. They jot it down. I hope I'm right. I hope the Celtics win this thing based on future bets that I have. But here's another one. Look at this. Lead changes in the Eastern Conference. If you guys want to put that tweet back up. This tells you all you need to know. The first 27 minutes, we've had 3. The last 165 minutes, 1. That speaks to the clutch time minutes. We've only had 7.
Yep.
Combined going back over the last, whatever it was, 19 games.
How about the big bets on the under? My God. 500,000 on the under at Caesars.
Well,
220,000 at DraftKings.
It made sense, right, with all the guys that were potentially going to be out.
Yeah.
And then that was, at some books, they were getting a lot of the bets. I think the public, they were all over the over last night. What happened? But it was the old reverse line movement, Paulie, where sharp money happened to be on the under. So they're like, we don't care about the public tonight. We're trusting the people who have, who respect in this racket. So
you live and breathe. You've been around a long time. Where does this Vasilevsky thing rank?
I mean, it's...
This is stupid.
It's very strong.
Now, you're going back...
Are you talking about the closeout game? Or what? When they have to have it?
The record, his performances when they can clinch a series.
Oh, it's incredible.
Seven in a row, 6 shutouts. And he gave up 1 to Toronto.
Yep.
49 saves. Florida hadn't been shut out the whole year.
Paul, they were...
Shut out. 1 of 31 on the power play.
The Panthers were the highest scoring team in 27 years. They scored 3 goals in the series.
Correct.
And 49 shots on goal last night, and they had the old donut.
Look at this. How many goals they've allowed in their last 10 series clinching wins in order. 4-2-1-0-0-0-0-0-1-0. They've won 10 series in a row now. Going for the three-peat. I mean, he's ridiculous. 49 saves. 7-0. I mean, the other thing is you got to be looking for a bridge if you're in Toronto.
100%.
I mean, how bad? Because they had him down. They just couldn't solve this guy in overtime. But it's silly. 49 saves. My God. And what he does in clinchers. All these shutouts in the run he's on. But you're right. To make that team look like that, three goals in the series, how bad they were on the power play. Fitting, that's how it ended, where they get the power play late and they still couldn't score.
They did this without Point.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two-time champs without one of their better players. Nope, four-game sweep of the highest-scoring team in 27 years.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, was you had that, you know, those guys on WDAE radio in Tampa with the report that Florida got after it and went to a gentleman's club, and they were out till 3, 4 in the morning. Well, okay.
After game three.
Yeah, after game three. Well, they were awesome. They played a good game. They can't score in this game. He's a brick wall.
You know, you got to be careful when you hear that kind of thing, because we have learned since the existence of the Vegas Golden Knights that a team or two, they've done this before. We had the Vegas Flu for a long time in year number one. I'm not going to... The team was a Canadian-based team. They came out one night. They couldn't stand up. At like a 7 o'clock reservation for dinner, they were so drunk. They played the next night. They went out and beat the Golden Knights like 6-3.
Couldn't serve.
They were awesome.
Couldn't be seated at the steakhouse.
You had to tell them to leave.
Yes.
So sometimes that's good for players.
Floppy Joe.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But you're exactly right. They had 49 shots on goal. They easily could have won the game last night, but that guy is just brick wall.
And they swept them.
Yeah.
Not only that.
They are the biggest.
122 points, four goals a game. Swept, get out. Get out of here.
Now, they are the two-time champs, so it sounds dumb when I say this, but they're the biggest threat to Colorado.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Because Colorado's power rating is so high.
Yep.
Right?
That was a hell of a performance, too.
Oh, geez, the whole series?
Right. I mean, they just stay out of the box. I mean, it's 4-1, the game's over. And they get the two power play goals late in the second period. But that's, a lot going on with Kadri, with the death threats and the cops involved, and he gets the hat trick. That's big time, my friend.
And they were physical with him last night.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you this. The two hits on him during that one sequence, that was dirtier than what happened with him and Binnington. By far. It probably wasn't even close.
Tampa, Colorado would be fun. That it appears I don't think anyone can get in their way right now.
What do you think of the stoppages?
It's out of control. This isn't sports.
No.
We always say baseball's at its best when it's played fast. It's out of control now in every sport. You want to get it right, but it shouldn't take 10, 15 minutes. Look what we've seen in the last week. 15-minute delay with the golf with Zalatoris. A 15-minute delay to decide, did the puck hit the net or go out of play with the goal? Get it right, but it shouldn't take 15 minutes.
No.
Then there was another long delay, too. And then, you know, everything that goes on in baseball with all these delays. I mean, you gotta get this going. I'll give you 3 minutes. If you can't get it done in 3 minutes, let's play.
You know, Tampa scored.
Two goals were disallowed.
Right, it was that situation. I went to go get something to drink and let the dogs outside. I came back, and I'm like, did they score again? They're in a replay. No, it was the same one.
Right there, right.
I'm like, oh, wait, it's still going on?
Yeah.
That can't be possible.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the NBA, by the way. The stoppages.
Another good point. Yeah, going to the monitor,
you gotta fix this stuff.
Yep, flagrant, all that.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Win some, lose some is up next. If you thought the receipt we showed you yesterday was big, it has nothing on what's coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion on your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Matt Eumanns joins the program now, host here of VSiN. His show is called The Edge, weekdays at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, right here on VSiN and VSiN.com. Also, he is the senior editor at the website as well. Matt, as always, good to talk to you. Thanks for the time. I want to get into how you approached the weekend betting of the PGA Championship, because you had two guys who were in the mix for pretty much the entire weekend. Zalatoris for sure. Cameron Young was there as well, lingering. You did not have Justin Thomas pre-tournament, though. So what? Or Mito Pereira, by the way. So what was your strategy trying to say, well, if I don't win with Cam Young or with Zalatoris, how do I try to make money with either Mito or JT?
That's a good question. There's no easy answer to that, because in golf, it's the most difficult sport to hedge. And there's just so many players who still could win a tournament going into Sunday. And, Cameron Young was the best possible scenario for me at 80-1. Will Zalatoris, the second best. I had him at 34-1, and I bet him again at 44-1. But I looked at the leaderboard going into Sunday, and I did add Justin Thomas on Friday night at plus 370. And, Mitch, you've been a part of this golf draft we have with a lot of bettors and bookmakers. It didn't mean a lot of money to me, but JT was my top pick in that golf draft. I had the second overall pick. Indy Jeff Seeley had the first pick. He took Scottie Scheffler, and then I took JT. So I had a little piece of JT going into Sunday, but I thought he had no chance. I saw one math model that said Justin Thomas had a 1.8% chance to win going into Sunday. Okay, so I wasn't even thinking he was in the picture. I thought, if I'm going to get beat with Cameron Young and Willie Z, it's going to be by Mito Pereira. So I did hedge a little bit on him at plus 145. And, you know, going to the 72nd hole, he looked like he's going to be the winner. All he has to do is par, and he wins. And Paul asked me, you know, what happened on his last swing on that tee shot on 18. I have no idea. It looked like he got struck by lightning when he swung. If you play conservatively and put your drive out in the fairway, you're probably going to par that final hole. That was stunning to me that he hit that drive the way he did, put it in the water, and then he doesn't even make the playoff. So yeah, it would have been better for me if Willie Z wins the tournament, but I'm not going to complain, because I made out okay with JT. And really the doomsday scenario for me was Mito Pereira winning that tournament. I really would have been stuck with a loss on all the other guys. So, yeah, it's always a great question. It's challenging to try to hedge on golf going into Sunday. You can never cover the entire leaderboard, at least the top half of it, all the guys who could win. But I had guys who were running second, third, and fourth going down the stretch there, and I was afraid I was going to lose everything.
Well, you know, our buddy E in San Diego made a good point, and you know, we're behind the times out here in Nevada. But the one way to operate with that could be the yes no there. But that's if you had Mito though. But I mean, you were in a tough spot. But that's a lot of places have the yes no prop. But that was some places have it, others don't. But then again, you were up against it too. So how were you going to handicap the Charles Schwab then this week?
It's interesting. If I ask you guys, who would you rather bet this week, Justin Thomas or Will Zalatoris? Who would you say?
Oh man, I'd probably punt on both, but I would actually. Gut reaction says Will.
Yeah, I think JT's going to have more of a hangover this week, right? You would think so after winning that major the way he did. And I think Zalatoris has proven to be a really resilient kid who bounces back. And when I look at the stats this week, now JT fits the stats too. But I think two of the most important categories this week at the Charles Schwab Challenge, Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, they're going to be really strokes gained approach and strokes gained tee to green. And Zalatoris leads the tour in each category. Obviously, his putter has been a problem, but last week I think he putted about as well as I've ever seen him putt, except for a few short misses he had on Saturday. I think his driving accuracy was a bigger issue that nobody's really talking about. He was near the bottom in driving accuracy, but I don't really like him this week. But I'm kind of committed on Willie Z. I've lost twice with him now in a playoff this year.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go ahead and play him at 23-1 this week. I don't expect him to win, but I don't want to be on the sideline if he does win. So I did play him. Sam Burns at 30-1. He was top 20 in the PGA, quietly playing really good golf right now. Abraham Answer, I thought, played well at the PGA. Answer, top 15 the last two trips here to the Colonial. He was top 10 last week. And Gary Woodland, 50-1. He's top 15 the last 2 years here, too. And he played pretty well at the PGA last week, just taking a long shot on Woodland. I don't have a lot bet on this tournament this week, but it's interesting to see how some of these guys are going to respond, especially Scottie Scheffler, who is a PGA favorite and missed the cut at what he called his favorite course in the world.
Yeah. Host of The Edge, Matt Eumann's our guest, VSiN senior editor. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch VSiN. Matt does a great job every week with Point Spread Weekly. It's a must read every week. And you're getting into the Saban-Fisher feud. And also some win totals here as DraftKings has posted some games of the year here. What do you think of Alabama's win total?
You know, I think it's really interesting to see if some books are going to put up less than 11.5, because I don't really see how you can put Alabama's win total less than 11.5. Paul Stone, college football handicapper from Texas, who you guys have on a lot, told me he would make it 11.5 shaded over -140. I was thinking the same thing. 11.5, you got to shade the price over. If you look at Alabama's schedule, 12-game schedule, the lines that are out now at DraftKings for 8 of the games, Bama's not less than a 13-point favorite in any of the games. So I'll read you quickly the lines that are up at DraftKings. -14 at Texas, -16 at Arkansas, -13 at Tennessee, 14.5 at LSU, 13.5 at Ole Miss, 16.5 point home favorite over Texas A&M, 23.5 point favorite against Auburn. And that's in addition to a 37.5 point favorite over Utah State in the opener. There's also a couple of soft games in there. So you tell me where Alabama is going to lose. If you can find any win total at 11 or 10.5, I don't care what price you have to lay, I will lay it on Bama to top that win total. I just don't see this team losing in the regular season. And I can also make a case here, I think. I would typically not do this, but I think I can make a case for Will Anderson, the outside linebacker, for the Heisman at 40-1. I'd probably wait to see if I can find a better price somewhere. Right now, DraftKings has got 40-1. You might be able to find a 50 or 60 out there somewhere, or to be the top pick in the NFL draft next spring. I really think Will Anderson's the top player in college football. He had 17.5 sacks, 34.5 tackles for loss last year. If a defensive player is going to win the Heisman, this guy's got as good a shot as anybody, I think, in the last 20 years or so. So a couple of interesting storylines with Alabama, and we're going to see a lot more college football numbers start to pop up here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
By the way, voters might look at that as kind of a make good, because a lot of them thought that he should have won it last year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 2 minutes left. I know you are the genuine article. You've been there many times. You don't own silverware plates. I mean, you paper plates. You're unbelievable with the fast food rankings. A guy reached out and said he would pay for us. He'd fly us into Long Beach, have his driver pick us up and take us right to Portillo's, eat, and then take us back. He was so shocked that we've never had Portillo's. Should we take him up on the offer?
You and Mitch? You guys have never had Portillo's?
Right. Yeah.
Never once.
No, never had it.
Wow. Okay, can I go too?
Yeah, yes. We'll bring Mike Palm as well. Yeah, you want in on this?
let's all go.
Okay.
Let's take Derek Stevens' private plane. Go down there. He doesn't have to fly us down. You guys have to go to Portillo's. The place is unbelievable. The Chicago Italian beef sandwiches. I think, you know, it's going to be interesting because I'm going to put out the fast food top 50, and we'll do it on your show again this year.
All right.
This summer, probably sometime in July. I'm not going to say it's Portillo's. I'm not really sure right now, but I think we're going to have a new number one this year.
Oh, wow. Whoa. That's a tremendous two-month tease.
Whoa.
I can't wait to see. Right?
Uh-huh.
What was number one last year?
Chick-fil-A the last year.
Chick-fil-A. It's going to come down a little bit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I had a top five worst item of my life. Yeah, I had the onion rings at Sonic. Holy Christ. Just a disgrace.
Yeah, those are no good.
No, but it was a good meal. It was
really.
I'm a fan of Sonic, but this onion rings, my God, I spit it out. I wouldn't give it to the dog.
So I'm glad that you brought this up, Paul. I think we should all. I think Matt, we should do this right. I want to live to tell that story. Yeah, we flew to Long Beach one time just to have Portillo's, and then we came back.
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
Yeah, that's
he'll fly us in, his driver will pick us up, and it will take us right to the airport after we get the meal.
How do we say no, Matt?
I got to do that.
Yeah, you can't say no. It's a great idea. Count me in if I'm allowed to go. I'll go.
We'll make it happen. All
good
right, pal.
Good fun.
Thanks as always. Good luck this week.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The first hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every Thursday. Must be 21+. Offers not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. So up next, we will piggyback what Matt is writing about this week in Point Spread Weekly. Alabama's win total, their schedule, Georgia's schedule. And again, there's one book that opened up 10.5 with heavy juice. Mm-hmm. Does it really matter? We'll explain coming up next.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Winning never looked better. Make free hoops and soccer picks for a shot at a sweet payday with the H&M Wear That Feeling Prediction Series. Enter three pools to compete for your share of $15,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/HM now to get in on the action. H&M to make everyone look and feel good. DraftKings.com for details.
Okay, so let's start this hour, Pauly, of course, talking about some college football because win totals are starting to pop. Games of the year are now up on the board. Here at Circa, they have week one numbers. They have point spreads and totals, by the way. And, of course, some of these numbers are going to move around like a ping pong match. But with specifically here, the Alabama and the Georgia schedules, and what we talked about last segment with Matt Eumanns, senior editor, vsin.com, and also Point Spread Weekly, which you can get at vsin.com/subscribe. His lead column this week is on Alabama, their schedule and their win total. Now, it is kind of all over the board. He mentioned 11.5, and he talked to professional sports bettor Paul Stone, who said he'd make it 11.5 minus 140. We got a tweet from Mile High David. Right now, Caesars in Colorado has Alabama 11 over minus 140. There is an offshore book that released win totals yesterday, and they put 10.5 on Bama and Georgia. Over is minus 210. So, here's their schedule.
And Matt's reaction to the Alabama is,
okay.
Double-digit favorite in every game.
Bama begins the year with Utah State at home.
Thank God I'm sitting down. Oh, the grind.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Whoa.
Ready?
Yeah.
36-point favorites. Week two, they go and play in Austin against Texas. So that is a true road game.
Good for them.
Alabama's laying 14 points in that game. Will Texas be able to give much resistance at all to the Crimson Tide? I say it's unlikely.
The game's in Austin?
It's in Austin.
Beautiful.
I'm looking at the schedule right now. It says at Texas Memorial Stadium.
Well, his record against former assistants, again, he's only lost once, and that was Fisher last year.
And so. I'm a little concerned here. But again, you want to talk about recruiting classes, NFL talent. Again, last year, Texas, no NFL guys taken in the draft. No players drafted.
Well, come with the NIL now. I mean, they should give them guys Lamborghinis.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, they should.
To compete, but.
The next game, this is not on the board as we speak, but they come back home and they play Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks. So my guess is they'll be laying almost 7 touchdowns in that game. Then they play Vanderbilt. That's at home. They go on the road October 1st, Paulie, Alabama, to play at the Razorbacks of Arkansas. They're laying 16 points in that game. That could be a little feisty. Arkansas might be able to give them a little bit of a game, hang within that number, but Alabama's still heavy favorites to win the game. The next week for Alabama.
Now we're talking.
They come back home and they play Texas A&M. Circle your calendar for this game.
Yep. You have the revenge. They're at home. The feud. The can't stand each other. Fisher's never going to talk to him again. Back and forth. The allegations of cheating. I mean, this is fantastic. But they should be able to bury him, though.
They are laying 16.5 points.
Yep.
In the game. So the week after that, they go on the road at Tennessee. Does Josh Heupel have something here with the Volunteers?
They're on the uptick.
They did
a good job last year, but I don't think they're not there yet. Now I would look at the next two games.
They're laying 13 for the record at Tennessee.
No. Brian Kelly taking over. Does he have enough?
Well, you forgot Mississippi State. They're in there after Tennessee.
All right, come on.
I'm saying for the state. And then there's a bye week. Go ahead.
As always, the bye week before LSU. I guess you want to give them credit, fine, but they always do that, where they have their toughest game usually and have the bye week before there as well. But does Kelly have enough to compete, and he gets the game at home? But the thing that stands out to me, and I know you lost Corral, would be you go at LSU, and then you go at Ole Miss, and who knows Saban better than Kiffin, right? It didn't work out last year. It was ugly. But he was too cute on fourth down. Going for it inside his own 30 and some of that stuff, too. But remember, they had no answer 2 years ago. They went up and down the field on him the entire game.
They did. Scored 40-plus.
Right. So at home, back-to-back road games, off a physical game against LSU, Kelly will be competitive, I'll tell you that. Say what you want about the guy. He's a great coach.
No, he's a really good coach, yeah. But that could also be a Nick Saban special. Welcome to the SEC. I know we're playing in Baton Rouge in this game, okay. But here's...
Fair enough, but then you got to come and do it again against Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing, right? If the win total's 10.5, where are the two losses coming from for Alabama?
Right.
Maybe they lose one of those games against LSU or Ole Miss. They're going to lose both. They're going to lose somewhere in between. They're going to lose at Texas A&M at home. They're going to lose at Tennessee. I will say this. They are 23.5 point favorites against Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
Right.
That's always messy. That's always... Look at last year. How fortunate was that? They should not have been in the playoff last year because they should have lost that game.
Right.
They're at their own 2-yard line. They could do nothing offensively. There was a stupid penalty. The guy goes out of bounds for the Tigers instead of melting clock. They gave that game away. The Iron Bowl, I know they're laying more than 3 touchdowns, but it's arguably the best rivalry in sports this sport for a reason.
Did you see Malzahn tweeted? I was off Twitter. I missed anything. It's good.
You went during that game?
No, going with the Saban.
Fisher and Fisher.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't get there though. I didn't like the hire to begin with. The Harsin thing's been a debacle.
He's
lucky he survived that.
Very much.
What's
so.
Going on in his personal life and as a coach? And that was. But you're right. They still should have won that game. But that's. I think they bury him too in that one. But you're going to lose twice.
If you got,
you can find 2 losses there.
If you want, again, you can find 10.5 over minus 210. You can convince me of a loss somewhere for Alabama.
Right.
Okay. I don't think you can convince me of 2. Okay.
Now, how about Georgia? Good job. You start with Oregon in Atlanta to start the season. Mm-hmm. Great job by college football. But you know who you're taking in that game. Again, the Pac-12 in a big game, PU. It's been 10 years running. But then they should get by Oregon. I think they will. Then who's
you know what? I didn't see a number at DraftKings. I wonder. I'll check right now to see if Circa has a number on that game.
I mean, who's going to beat Georgia? All right? Find me the team that's going to knock off Georgia. I mean, it's just the total domination last year, especially in the SEC.
Well, look at the non-conference again. Oregon, it is Oregon, so good for them. But then Samford after that, they get Kent State in week 4, and they play Georgia Tech, of course, the final week of the season. That's their non-con. And they will beat Oregon because Oregon's probably going to be a little bit down this year. So the only 3 games on the board at DraftKings.
Okay.
They're 21.5 against Auburn. They're 14.5 against Florida. That's in Jacksonville. That's off the bye in week 9. and they are 15.5 at home to Tennessee. So again, give me the game that's where they're not going to be a huge favorite on the road against Mississippi State.
Yeah, maybe. See, if the Pirate, yeah, if the Pirate could do something.
I'll tell you, at Kentucky might be tricky because Stoops has done it. That guy, nobody, he does not get talked about enough. The job he's done at Kentucky, where they have rarely, if maybe a bowl team every once in a while, but that team has actually turned out NFL talent now, and they have a good quarterback coming back. I disagree where he could be, you know, a top 10 pick at this point. People are going nuts with that, I think. But
right, I agree with that too. Right. I don't see it. Yeah. I don't see a loss.
Okay, so they have it up at Circa, by the way. Circa is 17.5 against Oregon in week one. Wow!
Jesus. They're down that much?
Evidently so. I figured it would be two touchdowns, but 17.5?
It's at Atlanta, right?
That game, I'm like 95%.
Pretty much a home game.
Yeah, right. In Atlanta.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So that's going to be a cross-country trip for the Ducks again, as they typically have to do in spots like this.
Where's the home and home there? Right? We're the best conference. You can't play a road game?
How about play that game in Las Vegas?
You can do that too.
And when is the city going to start to have big college football games?
I am shocked that game's in Austin. You know, Alabama's going to Austin? They haven't played a non-conference road since Penn State in 2010, whatever, 2011.
This FBS schedules is dynamite for college football schedules, and it's saying it right there, yeah. Unless they have a misprint. But remember, Texas played LSU a couple years ago. That was a year.
They'll play people.
Joe Burrow went there and was like, here's 49 points. Have fun stopping us.
Right.
You're right. LSU they've done that for a long, long
time. They've gone to Arizona State. They went to Lambeau.
Yep.
They'll go play people.
Tons of respect for that program.
I do. You're right. Alabama, it's like, come on. And I don't think these neutral sites are good for college football either.
I would rather have the home and home. When you see the start of the seasons, Utah State, they're laying 36, and then Louisiana Monroe, 2 weeks after that to begin the year.
Georgia went to Arizona State 1 year. That happened too.
Yeah.
But
and guess who Alabama's playing before the Iron Bowl?
Go ahead.
Austin Peay.
Yeah,
right. So it goes bye week at LSU, at Ole Miss.
Right, there's always a cupcake before Iron Bowl, and there's always a bye before the LSU.
Well, I've seen this for a long time.
Right.
The SEC figured out how to schedule a long time ago, and the fact that I think it's a joke, but the fact that most conferences haven't copied this, you're silly for not doing this. You should always schedule like the SEC does. Before your big rivalry game or your biggest game of the year, put in Austin Peay in November. You should do that every single time. And then play three... You know, typically teams do this anyway, but play three absolute cupcakes from the non-conference where you're laying 50 points every single week.
Yeah. No loss is a bad loss. Every win's a good win.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you barely drop in the polls.
Sure.
Right?
And for every other conference, it's a struggle.
Play nobody non-conference.
Right. You have to
come in once conference starts and everyone's 4-0.
If you start out of the top 25 in another conference, you got to go 11-0 to even have a chance to get into the top 5 or top 10. If you start 3-0 in the SEC and you're not in the top 25, you're in the top 5 or top 10 at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you lose, you go from number 3 to number 4. In another conference, you could lose to a juggernaut and go from number 5 to number 16.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Always been very consistent.
Yep.
Yep.
Auburn had Campbell, Cadillac Williams, Ronnie Brown on the same team. They went undefeated. Couldn't sniff the playoff. Nobody cared. And now the half the conference is ranked in the preseason top 25.
Up next, updated Major League Baseball numbers, including regular season wins, the team to win the most regular season games, and some season-long leaders. Their number keeps moving. It's now all the way down to 2-1. That's coming up next.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
The VSiN Summer Specials here, only $39. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it. $39 to subscribe through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/summer.
All right, Paulie, let's start this hour talking a little National Football League. It is on TV tonight, HBO and Real Sports. They have a special on Deshaun Watson. It's probably going to be a little uncomfortable to watch. Let's talk about it here with Mary Kay Cabot. She covers the Cleveland Browns for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer in that city. Mary Kay, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Their win total out here is 9.5 on the season, so we want to try to get ahead of this maybe tonight. What are you expecting? How ugly or uncomfortable do you think this is going to look for Watson tonight on HBO?
Well, I'll tell you what. From what I can tell so far, the two women that are going to be speaking are two plaintiffs that have already been public about their allegations. So I really don't think that there's going to be any really new incriminating information against Deshaun. I think that it's going to be things that we already know. They just will be in the spoken word probably for the first time instead of seeing it in print.
So not like a bombshell that we're going to have tonight drop and we're going to be like, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be done for the year.
No, I don't anticipate that. If there is something like that, then it would be a shocker. That's not my understanding what's about to happen. I think it will be more of what we already know. And okay. We also know that Deshaun has denied all of that. So, you know, he's not going to be appearing on this. He had an opportunity to, but he declined because he's in the midst of a pending NFL investigation. But I think these are going to be things that Ashley Solis has already said, you know, to Sports Illustrated and things that that these two accusers have already talked about.
The Miami Dolphins, there's a report the Miami Dolphins felt if they traded for him, it was going to be a 6-game suspension. What do you think the suspension will be, and when will it be announced?
Well, I talked to his lawyer, Rusty Harden, mm-hmm. Deshaun's lawyer, on Friday, and he said he believes that they will know something by about June or July is what they are thinking. Then I heard him on a podcast later yesterday, and he amended that a little bit and was like, well, you know, maybe August. But he believes that sometime before the season, they will know what the initial ruling is. And then Deshaun will appeal. I'm sure Deshaun will appeal it, whatever it is. And then, you know, then they'll go from there. Then it ends up in the hands of Roger Goodell. Initially, it's a former U.S. District Judge Sue L. Robinson that will determine the punishment. And then upon appeal, then Roger can do whatever he wants with it.
Okay. So as of this morning, like your best guess to what the NFL would do, are you thinking maybe a 4-game suspension, 6 games? Is there something that would shock you if the NFL announced it with the suspension to Watson?
You know, I guess I probably would be surprised if they go ahead and suspend him for the season. For some reason, and I don't know, maybe it's because of reports of what you're saying about Miami. I've always had 6 games in my mind, but not because of any concrete evidence, not because of anybody that I talked to at the NFL office or anything like that. It's just a, sort of a feeling that I've had. I mean, in the policy, it states that matters of sexual violence, you know, you start with a baseline of 6 games and you go from there. But, you know, that was all before the investigation occurred, and they're still in the midst of it. So they're still talking to Deshaun. They'll talk to him more. They will talk to more accusers. And I don't think anybody really knows yet. I mean, you can see speculation and hear speculation, but I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen yet.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mary Kay Cabot, our guest, covers the Browns for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. So I'll try to ask this two different ways. With basically the same question, though. The chances that you would put on Watson getting 0 games as a suspension, and what would surprise you more if he would get 0 games or if he got the full season?
I would be more surprised if he got 0 games.
Okay.
I don't think the NFL can afford not to suspend him at all. Now, the thing is, if Sue L. Robinson finds him innocent of these allegations, then she doesn't have to suspend him. And if she doesn't, then Roger Goodell can't go ahead and add in a suspension. He can only amend a suspension or a fine. He can't add one if there isn't one. So, but that would surprise me if they don't hand down some kind of a ban for whatever, 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, whatever it is. That would surprise me more than a full season.
There was an NFL source who thinks what happened with Major League Baseball and Bauer was important and could be tied into this. Do you feel that way? And did Rusty Harden, his lawyer, feel that way?
No, Rusty doesn't feel that way. I asked him about that, and he doesn't think that Trevor Bauer's situation It's a different sport. It was a different set of circumstances. He doesn't envision that significantly impacting what will happen with Deshaun. I think, you know, he just thinks that one doesn't really have a bearing on the other because they're two such separate circumstances. And when you talk about NFL source, I think it's important to note the distinction between an NFL source coming out of the league office and somebody that has a job somewhere in the NFL, you know, giving an opinion on something. And what we don't know is if that was an opinion from somebody who works somewhere in the NFL or somebody in the league office saying that. And I would have to think that it was probably more someone that works somewhere in the NFL and perhaps not a league office source.
Okay. Let's say it's a 6-game suspension. How comfortable are they, and it's the first 6 games, how comfortable are they with Brissett, or is there a chance that they could somehow work this out and make up with Baker Mayfield?
I don't see Baker Mayfield playing football for the Browns. I really don't see that. So Jacoby Brissett is going to be the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns if Deshaun is suspended for those first 4 or 6 games or whatever the case may be. Now, if you didn't know any better, you might think that the schedule makers did put some thought into the looming suspension and give the Browns the easiest 4 games possible to start the season. But of course, the NFL has said that's not the case. That had nothing to do with it. They do, however, have just an incredibly easy first 4 games, easier than anybody else in the NFL. So I do think that with the supporting cast, with the excellent defense, you know, with the running game, the O-line, I think that, and the receivers, I think that they could be successful and keep themselves in the playoff hunt in those first 6 games.
Okay. So what does happen with Baker then? Any idea? Is he out of football for the year? Is he on a bench somewhere? Is Seattle going to happen? If you had to bet on that today, what would you do?
You know, I wish I could say I have a good answer. I think somehow, some way, the Browns are going to find a way to move him, trade him before the start of training camp. I don't think they want another distraction on top of what they already have. And I think they will find some way to move him. And it might be because the Panthers will look at what they have over the next couple of months in OTAs and minicamp and decide that they need to do something else. Or the Seahawks, I know the Seahawks like him. The Seahawks like Baker Mayfield, and they know he would be an upgrade, but they don't want to pay the money. So I think they're waiting for the Browns to cut him, which they're not planning to do.
Yeah. So then, I mean, do you think there's going to be one of those two teams you mentioned? Who's going to be willing to pay him then at that point? Go ahead.
The Browns would have to pay some of that freight. They would have to pay some of that bill.
For sure.
And again, it's $18.86 million. So they would have to pick some of that up. But there are creative ways to work through that with exchange of draft picks and, you know, future considerations and different things like that. So they'll find a way to do it. You've got a really smart Browns front office, and they just need to craft a deal that somebody's going to like.
So he is the former number one overall pick of the draft when he came out, in a draft that featured the likes of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Let's say that they do get a trade partner. Like, what are we talking about for compensation other than the money? Like, what kind of picks or a pick are we talking about with Baker Mayfield?
You know what? Probably some kind of a mid-round pick or a later pick, but the pick isn't even really the issue. It's more so the money because, I mean, yeah, you would like to get a pick if you could. If you could get a third rounder, you'd be, I'm sure, thrilled with that. But he only has 1 year left on his contract. So generally, teams don't give up a lot of draft pick compensation for somebody heading into the final year of a contract. So that's really not the issue. The issue more is what can you get from a financial standpoint?
You can follow Mary on Twitter. She's at Mary Kay Cabot. Last name is spelled C-A-B-O-T. Great spot today, Mary Kay. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate that.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thank you. And an excellent point about how easy the schedule is to start the season. Good point. The other thing, when you listen to that interview, other thing, the attorney for the women, he's been leaking that deposition testimony, too, about when the girl said, the first accuser said she cried after the massage. Peter, a lot of people are high on the Ravens, but you listen to that interview, and how are they favorites to win the division?
I would agree.
Not to mention, the Ravens went 8-9 last year. Stanley got hurt, Peters got hurt, Jackson got hurt, Humphrey got hurt. 5 of their last 6 losses, 1 point, 2 points, 1 point, 1 point, 3 points.
A lot of people are high on the Ravens this year. I'm one of them. based on injury luck.
Yes.
Not going to happen again.
Lost every close game, ravaged by COVID. Back, Jackson was out playing with third, second. Johnson played the Bengals game.
That's right. I trust this team when it comes to player development. I've liked their drafts now over the last handful of years. But it's the AFC that we're talking about here. We did this back in probably early March. Like, you're going to, 13 teams are good enough to make a case for the playoffs.
Yep. It's
awesome. Only seven make it.
Peter King did his power ratings yesterday. Bills number one, Chargers number two. Oh, you think that's too high, but.
Chargers have a lot of talent, but that's too high.
Yep.
They're not second best team in football.
They give up 27 points per game, third worst in the league. He said they fixed that defense, make some corrections. He's got him number two.
Well, so if you just tuned in right now, Mary said we're not going to probably learn anything that we don't know already. We're just going to hear the accusers say it, and the words are going to come out of their mouths. It's not going to be the written word. Win some, lose some. Recapping last night's betting action. Next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from a local perspective. Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, little NBA basketball tonight. Playoffs have been wonky, man. The Eastern Conference Finals have been, whew, boy, it's tied at two apiece, but the games individually have been a disaster tonight. We get game four in Dallas. Mavericks are laying a point. The total is 215.5 against the Golden State Warriors, who own a 3-0 series lead. And John Lund joins the program now. You can catch his show 10 to 2 middays on KMBR in San Francisco called Papa and Lund to talk about the game tonight. Hey, John, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, Mitch. How you doing, man? Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, doing really well. So the obvious question here is, can anybody stop Steph Curry other than a drink vendor with 30 seconds to go before halftime at courtside?
Dude, can't I've been to American Airlines Arena. It's tight, but can't the guy go like behind the seat? Or you know, there's got to
yes.
be something like Steph was like, you know, it's 30 seconds before the half. I mean, look, when I need a drink, I need a drink. I disagree with him because he's like, can't he wait 30 seconds? Like, no, I can't. If you give me a drink, like I sit at a table, you give me a drink, it's like a big pacifier. I'm fine. I need my drink. But he doesn't have to be on the court, does he? Anyway,
yeah.
To answer your question, no. I mean, look, Steph finds different ways, and you guys all know this. If you're going to take away the three, and this is what the Warriors have done, and for people like us who have been watching the NBA forever, they used to pack the paint, and now every defense stops at the three-point line, and Steph Curry has become so adept at, okay, you want to take my three-point away like you used to do? Fine, I'll drive to the hoop. I can do mid-range. All the Warriors can do that. They lead the NBA in points in the paint. The team that started the three-point revolution has decided, okay, if you give us these easy points in the paint, we'll take them, and nobody does it more than Steph Curry.
That's, funny way it works.
I heard too much of this, especially during the years they had Durant, but you're just seeing how great of a coach Kerr is. I mean, the box and one, he's never lost a playoff series at Western Conference, and they're coming out of timeouts, and he's given Dallas different looks.
It's amazing, and it's really confused these guys, and I give him a ton of credit. A lot of people say, you know, when Luke Walton coached the team and Steve had some back problems and went 24-0, finally lost in Milwaukee that year. They won 73. This year, Mike Brown, who now is 12-1 and replacing Kurt, he's going to Sacramento after. So everybody questions, you know, is this guy this good? He is that good. He relates to the players. We all know how that works. And Draymond Green is not an easy guy to get along with sometimes. He just has the perfect temperament. He's played for all those teams, played for Phil Jackson, played with Michael Jordan, all the different things. He has the perfect temperament. And then with this coaching staff, and I will give credit, Mike Brown is a head coach. Kenny Atkinson could be the Lakers coach. I mean, they have a tremendous staff. Rod Adams is a great defensive mind. But the other great thing about Steve Kerr is it doesn't have to be his idea. So across the board, obviously, he's one of the best to do it.
Yeah, very cool. John Lund, our guest, KMBR in San Francisco. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So you've covered the NBA for a long time. You know how this works. A team that is up, you know, 3-0, they can give them the old gentleman sweep where, okay, you get this game tonight, we'll come back home and finish you off in game five. How do you think tonight goes then? Are you surprised that Dallas is favored by one? Did the Warriors finish them off tonight, or do you think it's going to be a gentleman sweep?
First of all, whatever I say, bet against it. People have made a lot of money, houses, cars, you know, vacations going opposite me.
Okay.
But they're not this kind of team. They're too veteran of a team to let Dallas hang around. I'm sure you guys heard the press conferences. Jason Kidd was talking past tense. Luka was talking past tense. Once you do that, you're golfing, going on vacation, you're hitting the beach. These guys are, the one thing against the Warriors is they're old by NBA standards, not by my standards. I'm much older, but they're old. They don't want to play more. You know, we saw it. We made a joke about it. You could trip over a vendor and it's over for the Warriors. You don't want to play extra minutes. You don't want to play extra games. Mm-hmm. They came out in game three with a renewed focus to say, look, we've got to get this and Dallas can't come in the series. And the same thing tonight. They don't want to play extra minutes. They don't want to play extra games and potential injuries and wear and tear on the body. You guys mentioned this coming in. Miami and Boston, that thing's going seven. It's a weird series.
Yep.
People always talk about rest versus rust. They want rest. They want to win tonight. They want to dispatch of the Mavericks. They want to move on. They want to get some rest and get ready for the NBA Finals.
Good answer. Good insight. They're going to the Finals. They're going to have home court. What has it been like to go from Oakland to San Francisco, and they also haven't lost a playoff game at home? Do you think they're going to win it all?
I think they're going to win it all, but it is definitely different. And Mitch, and you guys know this. I mean, Oracle was just kind of a special place, one of those arenas. It was loud, and it was not that it's not a diverse crowd. It is, but you know, you guys know this too. It's expensive to get into that place, so it's a little bit more of a wine and cheese crowd. There's no doubt about it. The courtside seats are a little bit more expensive, so it's not quite what it was. But look, they're undefeated. They're the only team that's undefeated at home in the playoffs. So they've had the magic elixir at home. And as again, we've talked about, and I think this is an under-discussed stat that I don't know if it's going to be broken. They've won a game in a series on the road, 26 series in a row.
Yes.
That means if they've got home court advantage, and they're going to win at your place once, you got to beat them. If they have home court advantage, you got to beat them twice. In here. That's not happening.
That's well said. So when I lived there, John, it was 10, 11 years ago, and this was like the whole talking point was, well, Steph's ankles. Like, what's he going to be like in the NBA?
Right.
We had no idea, right? But back then, when they were still kind of crappy and it was the Monte Ellis teams, I went to a handful of games. I think they were getting like 17,000 people a night. It was like a college crowd.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy because you have two, you know, you used to have two NFL teams. You got one there now. You have two baseball teams, kind of. The A's are kind of. You'll probably get the eight there, but I mean, the attendance, my God. But the Warriors are the base team, and everybody kind of comes together for them. And Steph Curry is obviously glued everybody together that's even a casual fan. I mean, as big as he is nationally and internationally, he walks on water around here. So, you know, it's difficult. So it is. It's a little bit different of a crowd, and this is really the first time. Remember, this arena is only a couple of years old, so they haven't had playoffs here before. So it's been an interesting case study in kind of how it would be different. But these are the same fans. They know how to get after it. Like I said, they haven't lost here, so it's been a tremendous home court advantage. So for the NBA Finals, they're going to win at your place. They're going to probably win all the games at this place. I will say that if it's Boston, though, I think it's going to be a hell of a series. I think they would beat Miami rather handily. But Boston, over the last number of years, has really given the Warriors trouble with their defense.
Yes. Yep, I would totally agree with that. Let me ask you this. So they also added this year the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And, John, you can bet on this stuff, which is great. I'm trying to make a case for Wiggins to win this award. Like, Curry at this point is just a gigantic favorite, as you can imagine. But if Wiggins has a really good game tonight, they finish him off in four, and he does a good job defensively, maybe on Luka and some others, do you think he can win this, or does Steph already have it wrapped up?
You know, we were talking about that yesterday. If you go back to the Warriors' first championship, Andre Iguodala got the Finals MVP, and Steph has never gotten it. Durant's gotten it. Durant got it a couple of times. And the way Iguodala won it is the way that Wiggins could win it, which is he's been a great two-way player despite the fact that Luka had 40 last time out. He hasn't been as efficient. So, and Wiggins has generally taken that assignment one-on-one and for the most part done a really nice job. And then on the other end, to have 27 points, and with the small lineups that the Warriors run out there, they've got to have him rebound. He had 11 rebounds last time. That's one thing we haven't even talked about, the rebounding in this series, especially offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. Kevon Looney, Wiggins, those kind of guys. But, yeah, there's a case to be made for Wiggins. I just think that, though, for people betting on this thing, there is such an overwhelming, I don't know, sentimental thing going on for Steph to win these awards that he hasn't won because of either Durant or the freakiness of Iguodala having the series he had back in the day that I think Curry is just going to get it because.
Okay. 2 minutes left outside of Alcatraz, because it's got to be the number one landmark top five tourist destination.
Yeah.
What would you rank number 2-3 in the Bay Area to go see, because it's hard to get tickets to Alcatraz?
Yeah, I would just say the Golden Gate Bridge. You can walk it, you can bike it. Then when you get over there, you can go over to Sausalito, and there's lots of great places to eat. I know Mitch is a foodie, so I mean, you got to go over there, and you got to hang out. Plus, you can watch. There's all sorts of great hikes over there. You got to see the Golden Gate Bridge.
You have to.
It's worth it. Yeah, you have to. Alcatraz, it's okay.
Okay.
I would say it's good. I mean, it's good. It's one. I would agree with you there.
Okay.
I like it, but I would say your Golden Gate Bridge. Lots of rest, you got to hit a bunch of restaurants, mm-hmm. Get out on the water a little bit, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. And we're starting to come around. Finally, the weather's starting to come around. We're a little late.
Can be a little tricky there for sure. You know what I miss most of John, John, about living there? How cheap San Francisco is.
I was just smart enough to buy a house here. Really brilliant, really smart move. I can't believe I got into this place. You know, it's about 450 square feet, only cost me about $2 million.
Yeah. So nice and cheap. That sounds about right.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got a bunch of guard dogs. I got steel bars, about $2 million. Nice neighborhood.
You can follow him on Twitter. He is at John Lund Radio, and his show is Papa and Lund 10 to 2 on KMBR, the flamethrower that it is in San Francisco. Good to talk to you again, pal. Hope
you
everything is well.
Best,
yep.
Man. Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you. Too.
Thanks.
Well done.
Yep, enjoy the game. Good breakdown there. Good analysis. And he said, too experienced. Don't want to screw around tonight. Don't want to play extra games.
Good
finish
answer.
Him off.
Right. And his point about the finals. They've won 26 series in a row.
Good answer to that.
You're going to have to beat them twice.
Yeah.
Also true, though. Boston's given them problems. That goes back to the great Warrior team.
I watched that game this year in the regular season. Boston went to, I think they beat them by like 30 in that game. Up next, what we're betting today and beyond in pocket plays here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.